Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and this is part two of our conversation with Yubi. Yubi is a USTA-rated 4-5 player. He has captained a ton of teams. He even won the North Carolina Captain of the Year in 2018 for tennis, but he's also a sponsored pickleball player with Selkirk. If you want to hear about what he believes are the benefits of playing tennis and pickleball at the same time, or about the Selkirk paddle giveaway to two lucky winners, please go back to part one, but here is part two. Yubi, you mentioned that you have a rating in pickleball, just like we have a USTA rating. Is it the same way it is with USTA? Like, are there teams? Do you travel? Are there tournaments? Can you tell us how that process works?
So in pickleball currently, there's a lot more tournaments. There are some leagues happening, but they're not going, they don't go towards your ratings. There is this thing called Major League Pickleball out in the West Coast where professional play as a team, but for amateurs, they are not officially a team event yet, that go towards your rating. So what we do is we play tournaments. There's tons of tournaments, like crazy tons of tournaments, all over the US almost every week. And when I say crazy, not the amount of tournament, but people who register. So when I first started, people are like planning ahead 4 or 5 months ahead for tournaments. It's like, whoa, whoa, easy now. But I played a tournament 2 weeks ago in Boca. So that was end of January. No, second week of January.
Oh, yeah. He's all over, Carolyn.
I registered that tournament, I think, a week after Halloween.
Because like they fill up? November. Is that why?
Yes. And at that time, we were talking like thousands, not hundreds of people.
Right.
Playing.
Wow.
I mean, there are the pros, and then there's the 5-0s, 4-5, 4-0. And the events is starting on Tuesdays, usually. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And there's singles, there's doubles, there's seniors.
There's mixed. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lot of events.
Yes.
So in tournaments, you play one day, you finish it all from start to beginning. So you start at 8 o'clock, you can finish at 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that's playing how many matches, would you say, probably?
The most I've done is 8.
Oh, maybe. Carolyn's out.
Yes.
It's something. Really, Carolyn's like, nope.
It's very tiring. So in the winner's bracket, you play best out of three. And if you lose, you play best to one game to 15, win by two. So you could imagine if you keep winning, and then if you lose, you go down, you got to play. So there's a plus and minuses where you know that you're going to be there. So you bring all your stuff. While in tennis tournaments, you play a match, and then you come back, you go back, shower, eat. It's like, all right, they're behind. So you have to wait for 3-4 hours. But now in pickleball, you just keep playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
That probably helps for like building relationships too, though. You probably, you know, if you're there all day, there's no leaving and grabbing, you know, something else with a team. I mean, you're there, you bring all your stuff. You probably meet a lot of people that way too.
Yeah. When Mandy and I go, we go with a couple of friends. So it's the feeling's like tennis states.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But like every single week, because it's like a big tournament.
It is.
Well, right? It's like having states.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The most I've done is 4 tournaments back to back.
Wow.
So it was basically a month like traveling. It was like, this is last summer. It was in Durham. And then the following weekend, I went to Charlotte. And the following weekend to Pittsburgh. And then the following weekend to New Jersey.
Yeah.
That was like,
Yeah. That's when you just don't unpack all your stuff and just rewash it and throw it back in. That's what I do.
Yes. Yeah. Mandy got a golden ticket.
Good for her.
What is it?
Have you seen these, Carolyn? These golden tickets?
No. What is it?
So there are nationals in pickleball where they play at Palm Springs. And it's like tennis where, you know, you win locally, you go to states, and then you go to sectionals.
Yep.
And then you go to nationals.
And they literally have these tickets printed. They're cool.
Yeah. In pickleball, you play tournaments that if you win gold, you get golden tickets. And that qualifies you to go to nationals.
And your wife won that?
I have not gotten yet. She won that in 4-5 2 weeks ago in Boca.
Do you see why I'm never going to play tennis against her again, Carolyn?
Oh my, no. Yeah. Stay away from her. Oh, no. That's fantastic. Uh-huh. That's exciting. So Yubi, the pressure's on you.
Yeah.
I know. I know you've got another cool story related to tennis and pickleball. You've told it to me, but I want you to tell people listening about how you came into your new job, right? Pretty new. I remember it being a really cool story. Can you tell us that? Well, it's not new anymore.
It's actually not new anymore. I've been there for a year, more than a year now, a year and two months now.
Yeah.
So in 2018, my tennis team went to nationals.
This is your 4-5 team.
4-5 team.
Okay.
Yeah. So we went, we played states in Charlotte, and it's June. It's hot.
It's hot.
Right? Yep. Like, people are cramping up, sweating, everything. And do you guys use any of those bags, powder?
Yeah. I use powder. Yeah, and
she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. Yes.
So I use that. And then I don't know. And again, I'm not back then. Remember, I was not working for this company.
Right.
And in my head, why is my bag all white? Why is my shorts, everything all white? And I mean, it works, but sometimes I forget it, you know. But long story short, we won states. We were heading to Alabama for sectionals. And Alabama in August, you know, it's like 100 degrees, feels like 200 degrees, yeah. Right? So I Google sweaty hands and then sweaty hands, sports, whatever. And I found this company called Carpe. It's like, oh, let me buy it. It's a lotion. So, okay, I use that. We won sectionals. So we're heading to nationals now. We're like, oh, nice. So one of the things was they wanted me to give something for other teams that we play against. So I reach out to this company. Hey, I'm using your product. A couple of my teammates are using products. We are going to represent North Carolina. And I see that you are a North Carolina company. Would you give us some samples? The owner loved it. Send me all the stuff. And I've been using that product since 2018. Fast forward. Unfortunately, I got laid off from my job. And I'm not kidding you. 2 days later, I saw a posting. They're looking for a operations manager.
Wow.
And I applied for it, and here I am.
Meant to be.
Carpe actually make sweat care products for literally head to toe.
Toe, yeah.
And that's what I use, and I use it before. And we're giving out free products too to two more lucky winners.
And more free products.
More freebies.
I love it. Yubi, you are so generous tonight.
I'm actually going to give out hand and foot. To two people, hand and foot solution for two people. So
I know several people that use that because in tennis, and I'm sure, and I don't know in pickleball yet, but I'm sure I'll find out soon when I really pick it up. But I have literally seen people's rackets fly out of their hands in the summertime when they're just so like, it's so funny, but it's also obviously distracting and what is it, a hindrance, Carolyn? Not if your racket comes out,
no,
right?
You got to pick it up and keep
your opponents
going.
Can still play.
Okay, Yubi, I want to know this. I want to know your most memorable moment on both the tennis court and the pickleball court.
A memorable moment. There's tons of them. Obviously, for tennis, when we won sectionals, I basically missed the finals, which I'm so mad. Why? Because I started a new job, not Carpe, but before that. So I planned to fly back Sunday night from Alabama so that I can work Monday morning or Sunday morning so I can work Monday morning. Anyway, we were in the round robin in sectionals and we went out to have beer, dinner, whatever. And we thought, you know, it's going to be tough. We have to win all five courts the next day. And another team has... Oh, yeah. To lose 1-4 for my team to advance to the finals. So again, we have to win 5-0 and the other team that is in the first place have to lose 1-4. We saw that team when we were going out Saturday night before I flew back. They were like, oh God, you guys had a great, they were talking trash to us. It's like, you guys were great, but, You guys should win tomorrow 5-0, but we're going to kill them. we're going to kill whoever they were playing. I'm not kidding you. We won 5-0 and they lost 1-4.
Yes.
That brought us to the finals. So in the finals, I was after that whole night, everybody was like, you gotta be kidding me. This is like, no way it's gonna, like, not like, it's so hard to do that. Win 5-0 and then expect the other team who's number one, lose 1-4.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then obviously the next day I was in my first day. My teammates were like texting me, what's going on? What's going on? And at some point I was like, God, I got to stop this. So I turned my phone off from like the match was at 9 and then or 10. I turned my phone off right before lunch. I turned it on. It was like, I'm not kidding. It was like 135 messages from the group texts. I just scroll. We did it.
Aww.
Like, what? So I had no idea what happened, but basically we were down 2 courts, but somehow won all 3.
All 3 of the others?
We were 0-2 down, and then the remaining 3 we won.
Oh, wow. I think you guys made it.
And you got that all via text. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy. Without the captain there.
Yeah. So in pickleball, it's not really a memorable moment, but it's a funny moment. So I started at 8. And then I didn't finish until like 3. Mm-hmm. Yes, people told me to bring lunch, bring snacks, drinks, Gatorade, blah, blah, blah. We won. We lost. And then we came back and won. Drove back. That was in Charlotte, I think. Came back. And we had to stop gas station. As I was filling the pump, the gas, I started a cramp. A whole body cramp. I was standing.
Filling my gosh.
And I was like stuck. And my partner was laughing at me the whole time. And I was grabbing my thigh as I was feeling it. And I can't say anything. And my partner was like, what's wrong with you, dude? What's wrong, dude? Can you grab me a mustard? Can you grab me? I had like a couple of things.
Yeah.
Like one of those lotion that helps. So I don't know if you want to post this in podcast or not, but I was rubbing my thigh as I was filling out.
As long as it's clean.
Out the gas.
Yeah. Yes.
So that was a
wow.
A long day, but it was funny. Yeah.
But a full body cramp. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it was like my right thigh and then my left thigh and then my calf, then my back. So you just imagine somebody cramping up in a gas station, filling up gas. And then asking my partner, was laughing at me, taking videos of me, giving me mustard and that lotion. I was like rubbing my thigh in front of everyone in the gas station.
That's great.
So
that is a good memorable moment.
Yeah,
it made me laugh hard. That's awesome.
Thanks very much to Yubi and to Selkirk for donating the paddles and Carpe for donating the products to our listeners. If you'd like to be in the drawing for the paddles and the products, please check out our Facebook and Instagram post about it. Yubi mentioned based on his Apple Watch that he burns the same amount of calories playing pickleball as he does tennis, but I have a feeling that he hits more winners in tennis than I do. Yubi told us that his next pickleball stops are the APP Camden Open, the Body Armor State Games at Cary Tennis Park, the PPA Charlotte, and his biggest one is in May, which is the APP New York City Open at the Billie Jean King U.S. Open tennis site. So if anyone listening is going to any of these, please look for Yubi. You can find all this information on pickleballtournaments.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.